Cast Audio presents Star Climber. By Kenneth Oppel.
One. The Celestial Tower. Rising into the wind, I flew. Paris spread before me. For the first time in my life, I was at the helm, though my ship was a humble one and not my own. Aboard the Atlas, we didn't even use terms like captain or first mate. This was no fancy airship liner or private yacht. She was just an aerocrane, 40 feet from stem to stern. But she was mine to command for the summer, and I loved every second of it. "Elevators up 5 degrees, please," I told Christoph, my co-pilot. "Throttle to one half." As the drone of the engines increased in pitch, I put the ship into a gentle starboard turn. We climbed, and I brought the Atlas about so that we faced the construction site. Though I had gazed upon it almost every day for 2 weeks now, the view still filled me with awe. Rising 2 miles above the earth was the base of the Celestial Tower. Massive metal piers and arches supported its platforms, each one large enough to hold a city. The third...